the new tool to protect their four-legged partners, naloxone. It's a drug that has already been used for years to reverse overdoses in humans, using it on canine cups to try and keep them safe on the job. More.com.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Eagles concert production. Join us Friday, June 16th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Life in the Fast Lane. The songs of the Eagles live in the event center. This group's spot-on tribute will have you believing you're hearing the Eagles. They left the images of the songs they perform, no frills, speak for themselves. This is good, simple music. So take it easy as you drive down Life in the Fast Lane. Past the witchy woman looking into her lying eyes. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets $12.50 each or a table of $10, $100. Don't miss the chance to see Life in the Fast Lane. The songs of the Eagles. The ultimate Eagles tribute band experience turns Wind River Resort and Casino into Hotel California. Friday, June 16th. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better. Concerts are better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. We just take it all the way to
Waited
the end.
Waited all the way. What all happens way. At the end?
7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 3rd of June.
It's like, don't leave a movie.
Yeah, don't leave a movie to the very
end. Sometimes they have bloopers.
They have little things on the end of it. I was just, you reached over and you turned up your.
And when people say, did you see the end of the movie? You mean there was something to happen after they came up with the titles?
After when the credits start running, I'm boom out of there. But Linda won't let me now. She says, sit down. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 8 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock today. And, of course, we're here with Jared the Magnificent.
Oh, well, thank you.
We have baseball tonight, buddy.
We do.
And who are they playing tonight, do you know?
They're playing the Seattle Studs, I believe.
The Seattle Studs. You know, anybody that travels with a name like that better be damn good.
What's your son playing with?
Well, we had the Rosebuds last week.
So I know. And the Rosebuds played like the Rosebuds.
I don't know. Who comes up with the names? But the Seattle Studs. Who's your son playing with the Studs? I know, ma'am, but who's your – no, they're – The
name of the team is the Studs.
Hey, currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios. How was your beautiful Friday? Today we're going to have sunny with a high of around 94. Tonight calls for mostly clear with our lows of around 62. Saturday mostly sunny, 94. Saturday night looking around 61. Sunday calls for a high of 87. This is a fabulous forecast. You know you're going to want to be outside.
Up and down.
Outside this weekend with this kind of weather, you're going to want to be, if you've got any kind of gardening, this is the time. Sunday night, mostly clear with lows of around 59. Monday, sunny, high near 93. Tuesday is going to call for around 98, and our temperature is going back up. Wednesday, I mean, this is a long forecast. Wednesday, sunny, hot, 96.
Yeah, we have enough now.
Oh, okay. That's good. Well, it's going to be a clear and a fabulous and not too hot of a weekend. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay.
How is that in a breath?
There it is. Pretty good. Hey, if it's Friday, it's got to be Amy and Haven Humane.
Good morning.
And y'all had, okay, you know, I don't want to dwell on
it. I can't hear myself.
You can't hear you? Okay.
How are you? Can you hear yourself now?
Yes.
All right. There
Wait,
you go.
Good
yes, morning,
I can.
Amy.
Good morning.
Okay. Now, I don't want to start with the bad, but let's start with the bad. Okay. Let's not start with the bad.
No, we're going to start with how wonderful a pet is. You brought in this morning.
Yeah. We'll start with the good.
Yes.
Let's just stay with the good.
Yeah.
Let's stay with the good. We're going to be really super positive. Okay.
Okay. Now, we have a dog that tried to lick licked my hand, that licked my hand off my arm.
She nearly to death. I witnessed
she
it.
She is just, and she comes up, she looks up with big brown eyes and just starts. Bloop,
yeah,
bloop.
She's a real, like a power kisser. Like she doesn't like mess around.
A
it's,
power
it's
washer.
Very, yes, it's very like aggressive type. Kissing. And yep. I'm like, whoa, lady. Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. You know what? Something a 16-year-old guy.
Yeah.
I'm like,
there's a lot of weight behind that dog too.
Yes. So we have Muscle. Jillian today. Jillian is a 3-year-old brindle boxer mix. She is beautiful. She's good with kids and other dogs, and she is very strong. She's very energetic when you first meet her. So she's very happy, and she is, I've not met a person she doesn't like. She comes up to everybody. She wants to climb in their lap and lick their face. But she does calm, as you can tell now that I've told her it's time to lay down on the ground and she'll take a nap. And she does calm down, but at first she can be quite, you know, overwhelming because she's so happy to meet people. She's just such a happy dog. She's got that big, goofy boxer smile and a tail going a mile a minute.
She doesn't jump at you.
No.
But she just comes up next to you and just kisses your hand.
She's very forward with her affection.
Or any place that she can reach, probably, or knee or anything. It's just like, hey, I'm here. I like you.
I'm here. I like you, and I want to lick you. Yeah.
Okay, well, what's happening at Haven Humane this weekend?
Well, wait a minute. If you're one of these people that needs a little affection when you come home from work.
Oh, gosh, she would be the most loyal.
There she is. There she is. Come home, sit down in your chair, and she'll try and climb in your lap and kiss your face for all day long. And then you say, okay.
And if you want a good guard dog.
She might just be that for you.
I think that's the look of a dog that you would say, oh, boy, I'm not going to be knocking on that door.
Right. She kind of reminds me of that joke. It's like, how do you know who loves you more, your wife or your dog? You lock your dog and your wife in the trunk for 20 minutes and open it and see who's happy to see you.
Yeah.
She's a good one.
That doesn't even have to be for 20 in my house.
Yeah.
I would say, lock them in the trunk.
Lock them in the trunk and see who's happy when you're
2 minutes would be enough. Yeah.
Oh, instantly beheaded.
I would know which one. I can tell you.
You wouldn't
right
be
now.
Breathing.
I can tell you right now that would, I don't need to do that.
So we're here with.
I just see who comes running down the hall first.
Yeah.
You know, slides around the corner, almost sliding and falling down, and runs over and jumps at me.
No matter what. Even at, my dog does that when I check the mail when I come back.
That's great.
That's Linda.
That's Linda.
We love our little Snooki. Amy.
This week we have some really exciting. Well, this Thursday, there's a really exciting thing happening at Big League Dreams. We are doing Bark in the Park. So if you come in and Thursday, June 8th, and it's going to be at 7 o'clock. So come out to Big League Dreams. Come have fun. Come watch a Colt 45 game. If you purchase a ticket, the tickets are $5, and $2.50 of that will go to Haven Humane.
There you go.
So it's awesome. So you can come out and see a baseball game and support us as well.
Did you say Big
League Dreams, yeah.
It's not the Colt 45s?
It is the Colt 45s.
It's not a Big League Dreams, honey.
No, but this one's going to be at Big League Dreams.
They're having the game out there?
Yeah, it's called Bark in the Park, so they're doing this for that.
Oh, so the Colt 45s game that night will be moving.
I believe so. I don't know if the game's moving, but that's part of like Colt 45's donating their ticket sales to that.
Okay, and, great.
Yeah,
okay.
To their $5 ticket sales are going to be donated to Haven Humane, and we're going to have a lot of people from Haven Humane and do the...
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, it's called Bark in the Park, and unfortunately, no dogs are playing baseball.
What day is this?
June 8th.
Thursday.
That's Thursday.
A week from yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
How wonderful. Okay, pet of the week. And, you know, Haven opens up today at 11.
At 11, give us a call, 241-1653. Come see us.
And now you're open
Jillian.
On weekend.
We're open on Saturdays, but not Sundays.
Okay, open on Saturdays. So.
But we do always have adoptable animals at PetSmart on Sundays.
Oh, okay, good. Mm-hmm. So I figured there was always 7 days a week to find an animal.
Yep.
Cool.
Well, thank you, Amy. We appreciate that. And, do we need to talk about how fabulous we slept?
Sleep Number is the way to go. And if you haven't, you know what? We've been talking about this for like 3 years. And the best thing about this is that it's so easy to talk about because it works. Our Sleep Number bed with the dual air technology has been rated number one by J.D. Powers 2 years in a row. And we've been sleeping on it for 3 years, and we can't say enough about
it. Now, I set the controls last night.
Okay, so my Sleep Number setting usually is 60. What was it last night?
I think I did a 65.
Okay.
And I did mine at 40.
Okay, your Sleep Number setting was 40.
Did you even look?
No.
I fell into bed.
I fell into bed. Well, after we were out at Overtime Lounge, it was a great night, great event, super food, super service. Can't say enough about it out there at Wind River. And just a great night, including an American, Native American flutist that you somehow got into the show, and it worked.
Yeah, it did. And so, he was wonderful.
Anyway, but been getting home, being able to sleep on our Sleep Number beds is just outstanding. Head on over to the Target Shopping Center, please, and see the pros over there. Lay down on one of the beds. Let them show you just how great it is to sleep in a Sleep Number bed. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Powerhouse Solar has been putting the sun to work for you since 2003. And now, Powerhouse Solar has been named a SunPower Elite Dealer. That means Powerhouse Solar has joined a network of more than 1,800 solar companies worldwide that sell, install, and service SunPower products. So is it a big deal? Yeah, it is. To earn Elite Dealer accreditation, a SunPower dealer must achieve a 90% or greater customer satisfaction score on past installations and successfully complete two advanced certification courses in topics like the installation and design of a high-efficiency SunPower system. And Powerhouse Solar has done that and gone well above it. Powerhouse Solar selected for their commitment to providing customers with outstanding service and delivering the most effective and reliable solar technology that is available. Powerhouse handles every step of the solar process, including system design, installation, and maintenance, as well as financing, permitting, and rebate processing. There's a bunch of it. They know it. They're experts. Call today, 275-5600. That's 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Two young men looking to impress two young women invite them to meet their rich auntie at tea. When auntie cancels at the last minute, their male friend steps in and the laughter begins. Riverfront Playhouse presents the comedy Charlie's Aunt by Brandon Thomas, directed by Maria Drake. May 13th through June 10th, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office, by phone at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 right down here in the heart of Redding on Market Street. We're in the middle of the explosion of what's going to happen to Redding here in the next year or 2 years. It's going to be all around us right here. And we're going to be right here in the middle, be able to tell you all about it as it goes along. 65 degrees going up to 94 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
I'm trying to follow your explosion thing, what you mean.
Well, you know, the building down here at K2.
Oh, okay, let's talk about that.
And the plans, you know, and the plans up behind us.
There's been a lot of things blowing up around the world. So when you say
we don't have explosions like that.
You mean like the building explosion.
The building explosion.
Thank you.
The rebirth of downtown
Redding. I'm sorry, I had to hear it, like, spelled out for me.
That's okay. Hey, we're here with Ron Schmidt. Ron was with us last week sometime.
Yes, I was.
And because we were going to have this massive pigeon launch Saturday at 6 a.m., at the Civic Auditorium. There was a lot of cars parked there, so y'all went back to the rodeo grounds and still had your massive launch of how many birds?
Yes, we did. We had to relocate to in front of the rodeo grounds, and which was fine. I guess it was Crown Motors had their big sale
there. Oh, boy.
And so there was a lot of cars there. And at 6 o'clock, though, there was nobody looking at cars, but there was a lot of people looking at the pigeon release. We had maybe 50 to 75 people that had come out, some families interested in this as maybe a backyard sport for their family. And a lot of the questions were just, they were being fired at me. And most of us got there about 5:30. And at 6 o'clock, he had a countdown. Unfortunately, he was didn't say it loud enough, and some people missed the picture. But he counted down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 3. And then he opened up, and there was probably about 1,200 pigeons. It was going to be 2,000, but on the heat, some people left their younger ones at home. So about 1,200 pigeons hit the sky, circled a couple times, and then headed south.
Wow. Well, so it was a sight to behold.
It was. And a lot of people, you heard a lot of ahs and oohs. Oh, wow.
That's a lot of pigeons.
In the videos.
And for people over there that were perhaps looking at the cars, didn't know the other thing was going on, was like, what is that?
And there wasn't many there at 6.
Frank's got a pigeon feather on his head. Can you imagine how Crown Motors must have felt when they had 1,200 pigeons fly over their brand new car
that
they've been washing? And then these pigeons going up, and of course, they probably vacate themselves getting ready to head south.
You know, well, the pigeons were instructed to hold it. Over the cars.
Until they got to over Sacramento.
Because they're that smart.
Until they got over Sacramento.
So you guys are tracking them while this was happening. Which was, you know, we were so enthralled with the last time that when you came here to talk about this. I think many people didn't know about this sport.
Little GPS, GPS so, things you have on them, or
yeah, they're actually in that group. There probably was a couple with GPS. I don't know, tracking devices, and so they can see how they come home. The first it was at 6 o'clock, and in Los Angeles, it was 500 miles straight line away. It takes longer to drive a car. But the first bird started to arrive about 4 o'clock. And between 4 o'clock and dark, most of them were in Los Angeles.
Wow.
Some come in the next day, some just not as good a shape, and decide to stop off, you know, have a beer or something. I don't know. And
Harris Ranch is calling.
And Harris Ranch.
I understand there was a country western dance over there at Harris Ranch. I may have stopped a few of them.
Too right much there. Methane gas.
Okay,
over Harris Ranch.
So you
actually, Harris Ranch is one of our releases, and
I love that place.
So what was then? What was the average speed then on something like that?
The average speed on that race was probably about 47-48 miles per hour.
Okay.
For the LA birds. Now, our birds were loaded onto that trailer and taken to LA and released the next morning.
Okay.
Our birds fought a headwind coming home.
Oh, okay.
Their birds had a tailwind going down, which makes a difference. So ours only averaged about 42 or 43 miles per hour coming back. So instead of getting a bird at, you know, 4:15, it was 5:45 for me. Orville got a bird at 3:40, and Chico, I think, was 4:15, and Las Molinas 4:50. But I was second overall. Our club was second overall in the North State.
So wow. when you release the birds, this is something that just popped into my head, so I have to ask it.
Okay.
When you release the birds and they fly to L.A., that's their destination point.
Right. That's their home. They're flying home.
They're flying home. Now, are they flying to all their homes?
All their homes.
Oh, it's not like they have they're able to say, okay, we're flying to the Safeway out in Simi Valley.
Yeah, they don't have a meeting point. They just want to go home.
They go right to their and they have this. That's an incredible.
And they have a timer on them.
So they go to their homes.
Yeah, they have
a little something. They've got something.
Yeah, there's each bird has a computer chip on its leg, and that computer chip enters it into the race, and also when the bird goes over a scanner as he enters his home, because there's a landing board, you hear, just like at a grocery store, you hear a beep-beep, and that enters that bird into the pigeon clock, and then that clock is hooked to a master computer, which figures an average speed, because there's a GPS reading at both the release point and the home landing board. So
Are you like an expectant father when these they take off? Are you just like pacing the floor and like when are they coming in? Yeah, and how are they doing? And
it's been called the poor man's racing sport or racehorse. And at least with a racehorse, you can watch your horse. You know, this way they're you know they're released, and unless you have a GP or a tracker on them, you're sitting there going, okay, they should be here. They should be here right now. And then it's sort of exciting. You look up and you see a pin spot in the sky, and a bird is folding its wings and then just diving in lands, and you go, wow, they made it 500 miles.
Wow. Yeah,
and they might be a little tired, but they're not bad. They're built to fly. They love to fly.
Wish you had a little tiny go cam, little pigeon go cam that you could put on so you could actually see.
They have those, and they've done that, and they've tracked them. They can see how they go. When they first start, they go at a little bit of a weaving angle, and then the farther they go, after they've got 100 miles, they're almost straight line to home. How they do it, we don't know exactly. There's universities have done a lot of research and how the pigeons navigate. But they use many devices to home. I could go into that if you want, but I think we did that last time.
Yeah, we did. We said sun, and they can track the sun. They've got all types of other things, too.
The sun, hearing. And magnetic field.
Right.
And those help them navigate.
And then they look different than pigeons, too, because you had one in here last time, and we were able to see how, I mean, they're light, but they're just, I mean, it's all muscle.
It would be like... like in racehorses, comparing a thoroughbred racehorse to maybe a Mustang that's about ready to die, it's they're built for speed. They've got tremendous muscle. They're very intelligent, and
they can pick out their owner, right?
In a photograph
of 32 people.
Yeah, in fact, Time Magazine just had that article maybe 2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And how a pigeon can actually pick out its owner in a photograph.
Okay. Now, if people are interested in this, Ron, how do they can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, that would probably be the best way. We have a club, 17 members in our Shasta Racing Pigeon Club. We meet once a month, most months. In July, we'll have a meeting. And if you'd like to come to that meeting, I don't know the exact date. It's usually the first Wednesday. But because of 4th of July, we might move it to the next week. And you can call me. My cell phone would be the best way, which is 530-604-7141.
You know, if you're interested in something that it's going to take you time, but it's not going to take a great deal of money, I wouldn't think.
No, compared to a lot of other hobbies, it's probably not a lot of money, but, you know, there's...
Not like fly fishing.
No, I tried fly fishing and... I found that one benefit of fly fishing for me is I didn't have all those fish to clean.
Yeah.
I didn't get that good at it.
Well, that's a lot of us are like that. Okay, so this is really cool. We don't usually do a two segment port on pigeons and pigeon racing, but this is pretty interesting, pretty exciting. Last thought is, what happens if the pigeon comes in and doesn't come sliding through his little pigeon door? This kid maybe just sits out on the fence. Has that ever happened?
It's interesting you said that because that happened to me this last race.
Oh, okay.
I actually was able to have a really good bird home on the first race, but he sat on my patio cover for 2 minutes. And then in the North State, I did well in our club. In the North State, I lost the race by probably 2 seconds. And so 2 seconds can make a difference. So I've reprimanded him.
Well, how do you reprimand a pigeon?
I'm kidding, mainly.
Oh, okay. Bad pigeon.
He was tired, and Frank has been Frank Rose is here with me, and he's been there when the birds have come in, and sometimes he can testify that sometimes they land on the patio cover. 2 minutes is long. Most times they just land into the home. They want to get into their loft. They've been flying that way to into their nest box and see their mate and have some food and drink some water.
Hang out.
Yeah. Have a beer with the guys later.
Yeah. And, you know,
hey, did you see that hawk out there?
Yeah. Talk about what happened on the course. And they're interested too. I mean, maybe some other time. There's a lot more to it than you can imagine. My pigeons are probably healthier than I am. I mean, we medicate, we give really good feed, good water. They're treated really well. I mean, they're our athletes.
That's
athletes,
right.
You know, and they have to be treated like an athlete. And it's a lot of common sense. I mean, how would you treat an athlete if it was preparing for the Olympics.
So you feed them a certain diet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plenty of
now,
plenty
is
liquid.
This is this a passion for everyone in your home?
No. If I can't find my wife, I know she's not in my pigeon law. But she appreciates the passion I have.
Okay. Excellent. That's kudos.
And that's great. Okay, we're here with Ron Schmidt of the, Racing Pigeon Club here in Reading. One more time, your phone number?
My phone number, my name's Ron Schmidt, and the phone number is 530-604-7141.
That's right. You know what? If you're interested in something like this, this sounds like something that people can get into. Give him a call, and he'll help you get started.
And thanks, Frank, for bringing in such interesting, to bring attention to our station and our listeners. Such great, interesting topics. This has been amazing.
And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Jenna Laird about
Rock of Ages.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Reading Dance Center will present the full ballet production of The 12 Dancing Princesses, as well as a featured medley of upbeat dance pieces titled All the World's a Stage, on Saturday, June 10th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Follow the story of 12 beautiful princesses as they dance throughout a secret kingdom. Watch as a handsome apprentice becomes invisible and works to solve the castle mystery. Tickets can be purchased at readingcivic.com. This is a wonderful opportunity to watch Reading talent and support your local artistic community. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:34 in the morning here, 66 degrees going up to 95. 65 today. So don't leave dogs, children, or older people in your car if you're going to just walk in someplace for 10 minutes. You might not like it when you come back. The dog may rip your arm off and your mom may hit you. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You're not going to find a better place in town to have in-home health care, whether it's short-term or long-term, than in Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. She was Chamber of Commerce's business and business person of the year, which tells you a little bit about the quality of care at Home Helpers. 226-8350. 226-8350 is how you get a hold of Sharon Clark at Home Helpers. Outstanding, outstanding in-home affordable health care. Okay, Rock of Ages, which is one of my favorite movies, believe it or not. Well, probably do because it's around in my time frame there. And I don't usually watch the movie. I just go from song to song to song, you know.
But you love the movie, and so now
Coming to Reading
is going to be the actual stage performance of Rock of Ages. I'm so looking forward to seeing what we saw in the movie actually on stage. I'm sure it's different, and there's some different twists, but we have some incredible four performers with us this morning that are in the cast. You want to introduce them?
And Spencer Deerdorf is going to be the spokesperson for the group here, but we've also got Eddie Sadler and Emily Yarnell and Jonathan Stutz. So, Spencer, tell us about...
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
All right, there we go.
Rock of Ages.
Well, I'm actually co-directing along with Jana Leard, and it's a fantastic production. The best way to describe it is that it's like a live concert. You just have to go and you have to experience the whole thing. We got all of our old favorites from the 80s, the music of Journey and Bon Jovi, White Snake, Styx, Twisted Sisters, and it's all tied together. We have a live band on stage, local band Cold Sweat, who's going to be playing along with us, and we have Eddie with us today, who's one of the guitarists for Cold Sweat.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You want to get in for that? Hey, how you doing this morning?
I'm good.
So what's it feel like to have your whole band in a play like this?
Well, we're all characters, so it works out, but it's different. It's absolutely different.
Well, tell us a little bit about Cold Sweat in general. Your band has been a really popular band in the North State. How long have you been formed?
We've been formed since... for about 4 years now, and we've played in different incarnations before that, but we've been Cold Sweat for about that long. We're usually a blues-based funk band that does, you know, covers and our own originals. So when we were approached to do this, we were a little hesitant at first, and then we checked it out, and we really loved the music, and it just fit. It worked out.
Are you on the acoustic side? How many in this particular ensemble? Mm-hmm. Of your band, who are the players in Cold Sweat?
So there are myself. I play guitar two, which is mostly rhythm guitar, some lead. Andres Acuna is guitar one, so he's the lead guitar god of the show.
And excellent.
It's really awesome. Cleveland Bonet is our musical director and keyboard player, and he is just phenomenal.
We can't say enough about Cleveland.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We were just with him last night.
Linda
was singing at the Wind River.
Yeah. And then Josh Sandblum is on bass, and he's all over town. You probably recognize him. So and then at the after parties, after each show.
And our drummer, don't forget.
Oh, yeah, our drummer, J.D. Silva.
He's great.
He's the newest addition to Cold Sweat.
Okay.
He's holding it down.
So you have five pieces.
We do. And the after parties, which are Friday and Saturday nights after the show.
Right.
We will have the full band with the horn section, Paul Sin and
Frank
Eller.
Excellent. Yeah. I know you guys have done some studio works. We worked with some of the same guys in the studio.
Right.
But I was looking at the side. You guys can all, the listeners, you can go to cascadetheater.org.
Org.
And check out what's happening with the after party special packages that you can buy. Those are super cool. Those will be June 16th, 17th, 23rd, 24th. I think we're going to be coming to the last, either the Friday or Saturday of the last. Okay, so that's Cold Sweat. We're trying to give you like a visual of what happens on stage with the band.
Well, let's talk to Spencer.
Yeah.
Then.
So come
What's
on
it
in.
Look like? What's it look like? And first of all, what is Rock of Ages for people that may not know?
Yeah, so Rock of Ages, it takes place on the Sunset Strip in the 80s in Hollywood. We have our Barback Drew, who's he's the aspiring rock star. He really wants to make it big, and he meets Sherry, who's just fresh off the bus from Kansas, and she wants to make it as an actor, as is everybody's dream. And so
heavy singing.
Oh, there's heavy singing. Heavy singing.
You better have some chops. Right.
Move in here.
Yeah, let's talk to the leads here. All
this
right.
This is Emily. So you are the you're going to play
I'll be Sherry.
You'll be Sherry.
So I moved to LA from Kansas.
Is there pole dancing in this show? Is there a scene like that? Well, that's a great scene in the movie. Beautifully done.
There is a strip club.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So. I've never seen anybody blush all over right away.
All right.
Right away.
Like, why'd you have to go right there so fast? I did so many other wonderful things.
I don't necessarily dance on a pole, but there are others who do.
Well, it's but a beautiful scene in the movie. It's not.
No, it is. Yeah.
It's not tacky.
Totally,
it's athletic. How's that?
Yes.
So anyway, what's probably for you the most challenging taking on this role? What would you say for one of the songs that you have to sing would be the most challenging?
Harden My Heart.
I'm gonna harden my heart.
Yes, and it's actually a mashup with Shadows of the Night. And the ending was very challenging for me to do. I had to work closely with a private vocal instructor to really get it to where I wanted it to be. And
well, cool.
Now it's there, and I'm very excited.
What are you having to belt an F?
I don't know what note it is, but it's pretty high.
Hemisphere is belting. Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, good for you. Yeah. I mean, see, these are the kind of things that are wonderful. It makes you stretch.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, great. Well, let's talk to our male lead over here.
Jonathan.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well,
You're holding a lot of stage time.
Yes, I am, and it's definitely a new experience because this is the biggest show I've ever done. This is the biggest role I've ever had, and yeah, but it's so awesome. It's getting to fulfill that childhood dream of being a rock star.
What do you do when you're not being a rock star there, bud?
I am a musician, and I just kind of – this is actually kind of my
life.
Okay,
so this is what you do. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's even better because you can kind of tie them both together.
Yeah.
Both together. Okay, so this is just a great part too, right?
Yeah, it's so much fun. It's just so much fun to be up there, and all the interactions with everybody is so – it's so entertaining to watch and to be a part of.
How'd you like the Any Way You Want It?
maybe a little bit more than I should.
Which, by the way, is a song for those out there who maybe not know.
Any way you want it, that's the way.
It's one of the things that, you know, what do you give, you know, what do you do? What do you do to be big in the business?
Yeah.
Any way you want it,
that's
you know.
Need it.
And that's kind of it.
Our show, each one of the songs, they're already big. But we were kind of putting a Spinal Tap twist on it. So it's very spoofy of the 80s.
Yes, yes.
So maybe it's not your favorite genre. Come and laugh at it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be fun.
Absolutely. It's complete comedy. Honestly, every night in rehearsal, I'm dying laughing.
Oh, my God.
It's great.
Tom Cruise in that film. And what was her name? Maylee, the girl who plays the
reporter.
The reporter. Hilarious. Mm-hmm. We wanted to be in this show so badly, but we're on a vacation that was planned because we didn't care if we just were like, you know, cleaning the bar in the back. We just wanted to be part of this cast because we love this so much. Are you performing for us today? Please.
A little bit.
Yes.
A little bit.
We'd love to have you.
Okay. What are you going to be doing?
I think we're going to do just a little bit more than words.
Okay. That's cool. Move the microphone around so both y'all, all three of you can use it, or you can lean in there. Okay.
Saying I love you is not the words I want to hear from you. It's not that I want you not to say, but if you only knew how easy it would be to show me how you feel. More than words is all you'd have to do to make it real. Then you wouldn't have to say that you love me. Cause I'd already know.
How I love the way you move.
Ooh. Okay. All right.
I got so, chills.
You know what? This is if you're looking for a movie, if you're looking for a musical that's going to make you tap your feet, and can people dance in the aisles?
Well, we ask that you keep the aisles clear okay, at some point in the show.
You can walk over the side of the wall and dance all you want. Okay, the day it opens June 15th. Get your tickets. I'm sure there's going to be sellouts on this show, folks. Do you have something like quick? Well, are we going to stick around to the other end?
No, we'll just run a little bit longer in this one.
Okay, so let's hear. You've got something else up your sleeve, don't you? Give me something fast and hard.
Well, I'll tell you what. Everything about this show is bigger and better than anything we've done at the Cascade. The set is huge. It's the biggest set we've had on stage at the Cascade. Eddie, who is also our lighting designer, is pulling out all of the stops. Oh. We've like drilled lights into the wall and everything. It's like all the lighting instruments that we have at our disposal are being used.
Everyone is, and I know the play is different than the movie. So, but all the songs are in it.
There's actually a couple changes. I forget which songs they added for the movie. Hit Me With Your Best Shot is in the play.
All right.
We Built This City.
We built this city. Oh.
We're not going to take it anymore.
Yeah. We're not going to take it. Don't Stop Believing. It's just.
The street dance is just, the street dance off is just the classic moment of.
It is. And then, of course, the last song that they have when. Tom Cruise and his true love come out of the bathroom and hear him sing, playing Don't Stop Believing.
Well, I'll tell you, we have Spencer Stutzman, who's playing Stacey Jacks. He's the rock god of the show, and he's actually a member of a local band. A lot of our cast members are members of local bands as well.
Wow.
So we have Spencer Stutzman, Serena Rodriguez, who is it's Odessa, and Mark McAbee, Demetra Jones, and... A lot of our cast members of bands in their own right, everybody is singing and dancing to some degree in this show, and it's a fantastic and talented cast.
This is great. Who's playing the manager?
The manager. So we have Matt Goodman, who's playing Dennis. That was Alec Baldwin's part the movie, and Mark McAbee, who's playing the Russell Brand character.
Okay. Well, what about the but who's doing the manager of the Tom Cruise character?
Oh, yeah, Tom Cruise, that's Stacey Jacks, that would be Spencer Stutzman.
The Broadway show has different characters, and it's actually pretty different than the movie.
Oh, okay.
So there's not necessarily a manager, but
okay,
you know what I was talking about.
There is a manager character in the show. And
yeah, it's played by Hannah Lafferty.
Okay.
She's great.
All right,
yes.
Very excited.
All right,
you guys, really, really good. Again, let's just share with everybody that you need to go to cascadetheater.org, go to the box office, get your tickets. You're going to probably go more than one night. This is one of those shows.
We've got some tickets, too, that we're going to be giving away. Not right now, but we will be giving them away for a couple little shows.
And don't forget about if you want to do the after party, that's like an extra ticket, right?
Velvet rope experience.
Going to
go around.
It's like the purple room.
It is exactly like that. We're going to auction off some custom handmade guitars.
Ooh.
It's going to be a great experience. There's going to be some special VIP rock stars talking about some stuff. So it's going to be cool.
Oh, how exciting, you guys. Well, we'll be there, and we're thrilled to have you come on. And, you know, you can always listen to this afterwards, your interview on KCNR 1460 in the archives. Wait for a couple hours. It'll dump in there, and you'll be able to listen to this back. And you hear how fabulous you sounded.
Thank you.
You know, like this early in the morning. I'm impressed.
It's pretty good.
Okay. Rock of Ages, director, one of the
and
directors,
the musical,
Spencer Deardorff, and then Eddie Sadler, who is not in the lighting guy, but he's also in Cold Sweat, one of the main players in Cold Sweat. Emily Yarnell, who's got the lead in the musical, and of course Jonathan Stutz, who has the other lead, the male lead and the female lead. Both of us here with us today. So break a leg, and we'll be seeing y'all soon. We'll be giving away tickets, everybody, here in, I don't know, maybe another hour or so. And then later on next week, too. Okay.
Thanks for being game.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. 25. I'm still on. I'm still going for it, buddy. 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Life happens, and then it's over. We often spend our whole life attempting to find purpose and pleasure in this life, and yet neglect the life that follows. There are those who believe nothing comes next, and they live their life accordingly. I have no doubt there is life after this one, and it's too amazing for words. You're invited to join us as we learn how to enjoy this life to the fullest, while at the same time preparing for the next. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? No,
I want to rock! Get ready to rock the Cascade Theater, June 15th to the 24th, with the Tony Award-nominated Broadway musical Rock of Ages. Relive the 80s with the music of Styx, Journey, Pat Benatar, Twisted Sister, and more. Get your tickets to Rock of Ages and the VIP after party at the Cascade Box Office, 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah, you know what? Jefferson Starship played that, and that's in the musical that's going to be playing at the Cascade in the Rock of Ages. It's got all those types of music: Twisted Sister, and we're not going to take it anymore. They've got Journey, they've got Bon Jovi, they've got it all there. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows windshields better than Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's been in the business 2 decades. He's gone through a variety of schools here, and he brings your car in. He controls the environment it's in. He can fix that little chip that's going to cost you a lot of money later. He can fix that chip, and so you can't, you know, so it's very, very difficult to see. Or cracks over 2.5 feet in length. He can fix those too. And if he can't fix it, he'll just tell you, because he's not going to waste your time or his time. A veteran-owned business. He does great work. 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373. He's just outstanding. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. So, wow. Trump pulls us out of the Paris Accords. Says that he's putting America first, that it's not good for our, it's not good for our business, it's not good for our country. A lot of people screaming and crying about that. And he says, look, he says it's going to cost trillions of dollars by the time it's over. The Chinese, the Indians, India are not having to weigh into it till 2030. We're going to have to put our people out of business. And take a look at, you know, when you start looking at the lessening of these carbon in the air, look what they're doing in California right now. By 2030, we've got to be at 100%. 100% of renewables. Do you realize how much that's going to cost us and on in jobs and just the cost of electricity at that point? How can you go to, you know, 100% renewables in less than 20 years? I'm not sure how you can do that, but they're going to try. And anyway, so Trump says, look, these were a non-binding resolution. So we didn't have to do it anyway. So he could have just ignored it and said, we're not going to do it. But he didn't. He made a point. He said when he was running for office, I'm going to get us out of that. And so he did. Now, immediately companies and cities and states said, no, no, we're going to cut back our carbon emissions. Well, fine. That's what – guess what? That's what freedom's about. If you want to do that in your company, that's what's called capitalism. So do it then. But don't, you know, the idea of harming jobs and the economy and costing us trillions of dollars over this doesn't fit in to keeping America strong and the economy healthy. Okay. Now, you've got, you know, you've heard how Bill O'Reilly, they targeted Bill O'Reilly, and they went after his sponsors, and these sponsors were dropping. Well, then they turned on Hannity, and they used an example that turns out the woman said, well, wait a minute, I didn't really say that. No, he didn't say that. No, that really didn't happen. So they took a shot at Hannity. So what Hannity has done, Sean Hannity, that's on Fox, he turned around, and there's conservative groups now are going out after Maddow and Anderson Cooper and several others that are out there, Rachel Maddow and MSNBC, saying, fine, you want to do it, that every time that Rachel Maddow calls Trump supporters Nazis, we're going to let Whole Foods know about that, or Farmers Insurance. We're going to let them know that, you know, hey, we don't like what she's saying, and we're not going to buy your product if you continue to support it. So now we've got the conservatives taking on the liberal broadcasters' sponsors. Let's see what happens with that. I don't know. See, to me, it seems like probably conservatives as a whole will come out and vote, but in between the elections, pretty much take care of, you know, because they're busy working, you know, they're on their jobs and all that. And they don't have the time and they don't have the virulent anger and hatred that a lot of people on the left have, you know. So that will go out and do this. Not you, Jared. You're not a hater, you know. But you know what I mean. You're not a hater. But you know what I mean? People, they're just – when they're so ramped up. But people on the conservative side just, you know what? He's elected, got what we wanted. Let's just continue on with our lives.
Last night during, you know, the show, people, no matter what you're doing, people are on their phones. You can't help it. They're either checking their Facebook or they're doing something. So in the middle of the show last night, somebody said, oh, look what happened in the Philippines. Well, here's the update. At least 36 people held it in a hotel room. They're calling this a botched robbery, not terrorism. But at least 36 people huddling in a hotel room died of suffocation after a long gunman set gaming tables on fire at a Philippines casino resort in what authorities say was a botched robbery and not terrorism. An official from Resorts World Manila, a complex of hotels, restaurants, and stores, said the dead included 22 guests. Another guest died of an apparent heart attack in fleeing the melee. Videos posted on social media showed people running in terror amid loud bangs as the gunman opened fire. there. The perpetrator killed himself in a hotel room after fleeing with more than $2 million in stolen casino chips. Either he lost in the casino and wanted to recoup his losses, or he totally went nuts, said Manila Police Chief Oscar Albayalde. A group affiliated with the Islamic State had earlier said lone wolf soldiers were being the attack. Were behind the attack, but Philippine authorities said the only person shot was a guard who wounded himself by accident. So the list goes on about what's happening with that. But that's, again, so it wasn't a terrorist act, but it still is something that's tragic.
Makes you wonder how 34 people, the only thing, you know, we were talking about this last night, how do 34 people, they forced themselves into a room, I guess, and then closed the door, and then they suffocated. They just sucked the air out of there. I mean, because there's probably, it could probably hold 12 people, and they just kept people in there because they were terrified. And then once they were in there, if you were in there, you couldn't get out. Wow. That's just, that's scary. Hey, we got to run. Congressman LaMalfa is due to join us here at about 5 after. I was told yesterday that he's on schedule. So we'll be able to talk to him. We got a lot of things to talk about with the congressman. If you do, make sure that you give us a call at 605-4567. We're going to take a break now after, and then we'll be right back after the news.
Community talk radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Washington. The price of oil has fallen sharply. Analysts predict that President Trump's decision to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement will increase the country's oil and gas production. And there is a correlation between that production and possible job creation. Financial Services Group Chief Fouché.
It makes workers less productive if we have environmental regulations. But I don't think it's necessarily environmental regulations necessarily kill jobs. They just change the job, what jobs go to what industries, and then they do make American workers a little less productive over time.
The international benchmark for crude oil was down value in early trading today. EPA Trader Scott Pruitt is disputing critics who argue that President Trump did not hear both sides of the argument before making his decision yesterday.
And these folks that are trying to criticize the process and say that there are divisions or silos, it's just simply legend.
Pruitt was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. He says the president made a very thoughtful and deliberate decision. Correspondent David Bryan reports Afghan police fired on protesters in the wake of this week's devastating bomb attack.
Hundreds of people demonstrated in downtown Kabul. The protests turned violent as police fired at the protesters.
Ironically, the protesters were demanding tighter security in the aftermath of a bombing that left 90 people dead this week. Reporters are on hand today in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Former Penn State President Graham Spanier and two other former administrators are set to be sentenced on charges of child endangerment. Report 2001 allegation about Jerry Sandusky to authorities in a abuse scandal that first broke out more than 5 years ago. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Goldman Sachs calls it the new gasoline. MIT and Forbes call it the Holy Grail. Local. Oblanco, which translated means white gold. What does this OBL superfuel mean to investors? It means the time is now to find out how you can capitalize on this new discovery. This year it was announced OBL will become the fuel of the International Space Station, and it won't need a refill until at least 2024. OBL is also in the early stages of being integrated into the U.S. electrical grid. The average automobile will be able to drive coast to coast 7 times with one fueling. This is not a joke. This is absolutely real. And this superfuel could also make the United States' dream of complete energy independence a reality. Find out how you can capitalize on this new energy revolution when you visit oblsuperfuel.com or call 800-642-9454 to get a free pass to a webinar on how to invest in OBL. Visit oblsuperfuel.com or call 800-642-9454 and leave an email address to get a free pass to this investment webinar. oblsuperfuel.com.
Brought to you by Money Map Press.
The Navy has taken delivery of the country's new class of aircraft carriers.
The USS Gerald R. Ford is expected to become operational in 2020 after various workups at sea. The $12.9 billion carrier has had some issues with a new magnetic catapult system to launch jets. President Trump told Time magazine last month the Navy should go back to steam.
That's correspondent Ron DeRockstra. Stormy weather in Florida has thwarted NASA's launch cycle. Ship to the International Space Station.
Atop the unmanned Falcon rocket is a Dragon capsule that flew to the space station nearly 3 years ago. It's making a comeback after a few modifications and much testing. The first stage booster for this flight is new, but as is now the custom, it'll attempt to return to Cape Canaveral following liftoff.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Besides the usual supplies, the 6,000-pound shipment includes some mice and flies for space research. More from townhall.com. Yet another recall for a Toyota vehicle.
Toyota is recalling 36,000 Tacoma pickups in North and South America because they can stall without warning. The recall involves Tacomas with V6 engines from the 2016 and 2017 model years. Most of the trucks, 32,000, are in the U.S. The company says an engine crankshaft timing rotor may have been produced with excessive anti-corrosion coating, which could cause the crank position sensor to malfunction. Keith Peters reporting.
U.S. employers pulled back in their hiring in the month of May by adding just 138,000 jobs, although the hiring was still enough to keep help keep pushing unemployment lower. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate fell 0.1% down to 4.3. Hiring in the months of April and March had been revised downward as well by a combined 66,000 jobs. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning,
everybody. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at kcnr1460.com. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 3rd of June, 2017. And the weather.
Good morning, everybody. It's currently 70 degrees in the downtown studios, climbing up to 94 today. Mostly clear tonight with our lows of around 62. Tomorrow we climb to 94 again with our lows of around 61 Saturday night. And Sunday calls for high of 87. Love that beautiful temperature this weekend. Sunday night is lows of around 59. That's the weekend forecast. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, and Shasta Gas Propane gives senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. We love this moment on our Fridays to hear about what's happening with one of the best Wells Fargo advisors. Good morning, Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in positive territory this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 40 points at 21,185. The S&P 500 is up 3 points at 2433. The Nasdaq Composite advancing 30 points at 6,277. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America down 18 cents at $22.46 per share, AmBev down 3 pennies at $5.63, and Ford down 11 cents, trading $11.30. For local stocks of interest, FedEx up $5.06, trading at $203.43, Verizon up 18 cents at $46.69, and PepsiCo positive 21 cents, trading at $117.44. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.17% and the 30-year bond 2.82. For commodities, gold is at $14 an ounce at $12.76, silver up 26 cents at $17.40 per ounce, and crude oil off 87 cents, trading at $47 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Happy Friday. Thank you.
Hey, Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments and Financial Advisor over at Wells Fargo Advisors. 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give them a call. Give her a call at 243-530-243-7561. Okay. Now, guys, we're going to help you here on your dating, right? Because Linda's got some hot things.
I came across this article, and I think it's really funny because it's, you know, guys, if you want to date, ditch these fashion fails is the headline. And, of course, you know, I flip down and look at the pictures and see what they're talking about. The number one item to ditch, if you're just on a date, you're going on a date for the first time, impressions, the number one item that comes up is cargo shorts. And this is what it says. They're dumpy and dorky, silly and bulky, and way too long, usually falling so far past the knees that grown men end up looking as if they have short little elf legs. The bigger the problem, of course, is the shorts are completely inauthentic and that nobody except maybe MacGyver or Indiana Jones needs that many pockets. Okay, number two, flip-flops and sandals. And proceeding in this article, your feet are gross. Sorry, guys, but it's true. And no one wants to see your hairy toes and rugged toenails. Oh, gosh, if you don't think women notice, think again. Number three on the item, muscle shirts or tank tops. Armpit hair is icky. If anyone wants to be confronted by it every time you raise your arm to reach for something, and no one wants to be smothered during an embrace. Okay, here's the one that I think is hilarious. Backward sunglasses and backward baseball caps. Do you have eyes in the back of your head? No. So there's no need to wear these items backward. Doing so makes you look ridiculous and somewhat delusional. Being delusional is not an attractive quality in a potential date.
Okay, backward baseball hat. That's interesting. Now they're
That's
it. Is it passe?
Well, not to just hang around in.
Okay.
Okay, and here's the athletic shorts as casual wear.
Your spandex?
Yes, they're comfortable, but so are boxer briefs, and you don't wear those in lieu of pants, do you? The point is, there is a time and a place for most things, and the time and place for those long and athletic shorts. Looks like they're weighted down by sweat, even when they're not. Okay. And the last one I think is really important. Dull, dingy, formal white t-shirts. Use bleach, OxyClean. White t-shirts are a classic. Think Springsteen, James Dean. A man who appreciates and respects a classic is a good man. So guys, if you end up spending the summer alone, say, we didn't warn you. Oh, it was an article that was out today in USA Today Network. I think that was funny. What do you got there?
What I have is the part about we have people in here writing that, you know, the city has taken on Lowe's and Home Depot for putting their sheds out in their parking lots and putting other things. They're saying, well, you know, that's not, you know, it's against the city policies and all this. And if you don't move those things, we're going to have to cite you. Well, you know, Lowe's and Home Depot said, okay. You know, we didn't know that. So, the bottom line on that is code enforcement's out there. And then we had other people comment that, you know what, these other people are talking about building an office building in this one spot, and there's a shack behind it. It has few, if any, utilities. And that it's occupied by owners and some homeless. Told us eyesore. Where are the code enforcement there? Anyway. Okay. Hey, look, Congressman Doug LaMalfa has joined us. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you two doing?
Great.
Oh, great.
Hey, we missed you last month. We thought we'd see you several times, but we just seemed to miss you every time.
Well, you know, I guess...
doing the work of the people, huh?
Maybe I'm like a grease pig sometimes.
So. don't even give them that target there, Congressman.
Why not just set a straw bale for them to shoot at instead, right?
Hey, a lot going on. And can we take a quick break here and then we'll get started back into it?
Oh, I thought I called in time to miss all the breaks, darn it.
No, you called just in time for it. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. But this part is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, any type of heating or cooling systems. This is the people we recommend, better known business. 221-2642. And their website is homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, they are the best. We'll be right back with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Summer's On Us sales event is back at Redding Kia, and it's amazing.
Let's go summer!
Get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months. Plus, Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you.
You could use all of that money you're saving to have a great summer vacation.
This offer good on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, don't let this great deal pass you by. The Summer's On Us sales event is back at Redding Kia,
where every vehicle sold comes with free lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Come visit Redding Kia's brand new dealership and see for yourself on approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summer's On Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.15 per 1,000 finance. Sale ends July 10th.
We both own Kias and we love them. Redding Kia, Facebook, YouTube,
RedingKia.com.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, brought to you by Powerhouse Solar of Reading, Sundays at noon on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. The place to buy your guns, ammo, or shooting accessories. CCW classes there. This is where we buy our guns, is Bastiani Arms. Recommend them without reservation. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And Congressman, a lot of stuff happening up there in D.C.
Sure is. Or even outside D.C.
President Trump pulled out of the Paris climate things, climate
which
accords.
Which isn't dissimilar to pulling out of the Kyoto one that happened about 20 years before when President Bush withdrew us from that. It actually, that one actually had a Senate vote at the time, is my understanding, or at least the opportunity to vote on it.
Uh-huh.
This one here, we had no opportunity for the elected representatives to the House or the Senate to have a say on this Paris round here. And to me, it looked like a rush to climb aboard some type of a climate train that is more popular than it is scientific. So I commend the president for doing that. That's a campaign promise that he said he'd do. But beyond that, it's just not a campaign thing. We see that the harm to the American economy, which other types of devices that burn cleaner, do things more efficiently, less electricity, all that. So, you know, is it going to happen here or is it going to happen somewhere else? Is China going to come up with this? Is the Mideast going to come up with that? What do you think? So let's allow us to continue to innovate, and that's what we do.
A lot of people think that, you know, because some people in industries and cities said, hey, we're going to still cut back on our carbon emissions. You know, frankly, I think that's great. That's capitalism. If they want to do that, that's fine. But having us forced into something like this that's going to cost trillions of dollars, I mean, literally trillions of dollars and thousands of jobs, I don't like that, and I think a lot of people didn't like that, obviously.
Well, you do see now that since it's so popular to be out front and calling the president this or that and showing defiance to Washington, D.C., it's funny watching these guys do that now during this era when during the last 8 years, some of those policies should have been fought off a little bit more. But that said, you know, states and cities are contemplating their own ideas on CO2 emissions and climate change. And so if L.A. wants to do that, if Sacramento wants to do that, you saw it with the plastic bag ban where cities on their own are deciding, let's ban plastic bags. And until finally it became a statewide deal, and then the voters had the vote on it, so boom, they're banned now. Now you have to buy them in the store. You know what's crazy, Carl, and Linda, is that you can still go to the store and get plastic bags and buy them for a dime, and they're even thicker than the old ones, so when you throw them away, it takes even longer to biodegrade or what have you. So I'm trying to figure out what the game is, and I hearken back into the days, you know, when we were kids, and you can get paper bags all day long for free. Now you have to pay a dime for those too. So it's, and that's kind of the game playing with this whole climate change religion that we see these people trying to foist upon the American economy. I think it's more about reassignment of wealth, of property, because if you put somebody out of business doing things one way in order to advance the other. And then I could go all day on this, but in California, for example, hydroelectric power, which should be green, should be considered renewable, isn't if it's a large power plant, if it's above 30 megawatts in size. So we don't count the hydropower towards the so-called renewable portfolio standard that says we have to have 50% renewable by, I think, year, 2025 or 2030. They just make it up as they go. And they're contemplating in Sacramento right now 100% renewable power by, I believe, the year 2045. Every bit of power is going to have to come from either small hydro or solar cells or wind machines. And you see how these wind machines are being banned across the country. You know, solar cells are probably being made in China and have to be replaced every 15 or 20 years. So what's the game here? And that's why it's hard for us guys like me to really grasp on to the idea that this Paris Accord, not approved by Congress, not approved by the Senate, not approved by the House, simply done because someone in D.C. decides that, the science is settled. We're moving forward. So well, it's fun watching the crazies do this.
Well, Congressman, would it have also been maybe a politically astute of Trump to throw it in front of the Senate and said, okay, let's vote on it, Senate, and then enforce a vote on it to see where everybody was standing?
Well, Donald Trump always presents himself as a guy that likes to negotiate and be a tough negotiator. So if there are elements of this that make sense or something that we should be doing in order to improve environmentally, which I think is something you should always strive for, but also at the same time you don't cut your own throat while you're doing it, why would he want to throw it up for a vote when he already believes it's a bad deal? And most people that are objective look at that as a bad deal. You know, the points on it are favor China and its massive pollution compared to the United States, and it's ever moving in a direction of less pollution. So, the U.S. economic growth for the last 10 years or so has been less than 2%, and China's economic growth has been approaching 7 or 6. They're tailing off here lately. So what happened when Trump met with the Chinese premier recently about North Korea? You saw a situation where China now, after having that meeting down at Mar-a-Lago, decided to make it a little tougher on their pals in North Korea. They quit taking Chinese coal and were taking American coal. Okay? So under the Paris Plan, the U.S. would have to start closing all of its coal plants and using coal in this country. Meanwhile, China would boost up their coal, their use of coal, dramatically. They would be allowed under the treaty to build, or the accord, excuse me, to build hundreds of more coal-powered plants. So what does that do to the U.S. growth in the economy that we need in order to get out of this $20 trillion national debt we have and instead boost China's economy? What will our national debt look like if our economy further founders it could approach $40 trillion if we don't have a way to generate anything in this country. So there's a lot of things that will hurt us. It'll boost up China, who wants to grow militarily and do what they're doing in the South Pacific, and who knows what else they might be doing to aid Iran or others with nuclear secrets, things like that. You know, I mean, again, we had a positive here with them trying to curb North Korea a little bit, their little brother. So let's just not hurt ourselves with something that was negotiated poorly, merely just to have a little bit like Obamacare. Hey, we have a treaty. Hey, we have an accord. Look at this. Aren't we great with the Paris Accord? Again, just go back 20 previous years. The Kyoto Treaty that actually the U.S. had a chance to reject, and President Bush pulled back on that. The House or Senate did not approve that Kyoto Treaty. So, you know, here it is. I mean, again, the U.S. is doing everything much cleaner than a lot of the third world countries. So they want us to clean up things the last 1 or 2% in air quality or CO2. Right? Personally, I don't believe CO2 is a pollutant. Trees dig it, right? So when we're talking other types of air quality, we've already gone the long game on this. 98%, 99%, 97% cleaner than just a couple decades or 50 or 60 years ago. Many of those other countries are still polluting at a level they still have to clean up the first 80% even to come close to catching up to us. So why should we contort ourselves, our economy, our way of doing things when we've been doing things right and improve all the time, and all those others to keep polluting and give them an economic advantage in that area? When they clean up their act, then they can come talk to us, I believe.
Okay. Now, you mentioned something, I talk about China and the Department of Defense and all this. The Secretary of Defense Mattis said that he views Russia as a bigger threat than ISIS, and yet we're preparing to move. It looks like we're preparing to move a lot of different troops and equipment to combat ISIS. Is there what's the thought in the House on Russia? You know, and I'm not talking about the hacking thing because that's. You know what? Frankly, most of us out here have no idea if everything that's being said about hacking is just strictly political, if it does have anything to, you know, if there's anything there, or even if you care at this point. But Russia does, you know, it keeps coming up. Is Russia our main adversary here in the next 10 years?
You know, I think Russia saw a vacuum during the last 8 years with President Obama there, and they were able to take advantage of it. You know, when we had the situation in the Middle East there where we weren't leading or at least projecting strength on Syria, they decided to come in and fill that vacuum, and we kind of let them as a country because President Obama stood down. They're not seeing that same thing from under President Trump, you know, Secretary Mattis and others like that. So I believe the situation will partially correct itself, but Russia does have a lot of things they're up to, and they want to go back to the old way. That's Putin's goal, is to get the Soviet Union, at least in part, restored to what it was. And so that's why they're aggressive in their southern states with Ukraine and those areas. But are they the ultimate threat? I think we have multi-threats. You know, China is so huge. Russia will do what they do. But the more we project strength, and that comes back to what we're trying to do budget-wise in Washington, D.C. We need to catch up our military once again from the last 8 years of devolving it. And so we're contemplating some budget raises right now to boost military spending up a little bit. And we should do it a lot more. We have about three different numbers we're looking at, and I'm going to support the highest one because we're in a time of great peril. We don't have the right equipment. Enough of the equipment. They're taking museum pieces apart in order to equip planes that our people have to fly right now. And so, you know, a little bit later this morning, I'm going to head over to our office here where we have a meeting scheduled with our incoming Academy nominees. The young people will be going to Academy here. So I get to present on that and bid them, you know, God's blessings and best of luck on that. At the same time, I got to go back to D.C. and make decisions or be part of a decision-making process that is going to give them the funding and the equipment and everything they need to be safe and effective. And so when I look at the threats, I say, yeah, they're all around the world, but we also have an inner threat foisted upon ourselves if we don't do the right thing to be equipped and ready for what these and what these threats could possibly do. You know, with Russia and China and the large countries that are right out there in front, it's one way of doing things. With terrorism, it's a complete another. They're accountable to nobody. I see President Trump this morning is pushing back, looking for that travel ban to be taken up in the Supreme Court so you can have the common sense notion of being able to temporarily have a stronger way of vetting people coming from countries that don't have a stable government or a way of vetting themselves. I mean, whose side are we on here that we would want to vet people coming to the United States, as was said this morning by Vice President Pence, that it's not a right to come to the United States, a privilege. So we have that right to regulate how and when who comes in.
The president always
so the threats are everywhere, yeah. Carl. I don't think Russia's any bigger than anything else, especially since we're projecting a little greater strength, and I think they're taking note of that.
Well, we got to take a quick break here. I had two thoughts. One, the president can say who can come into our country, and the fact is wanting people to be vetted that come in from from countries that support terrorism, have terrorism training camps. I can see nothing wrong with that. The whole thing is a political thing. I think
you have activist judges that are making political decisions.
Yeah, has nothing to do with what's right for the United States or legal. The second thing is when you're talking about the Department of Defense and the budget there, I'm talking to people that are in right now that the pilots are dumping out of the Marine Corps and other services quickly because they can't fly the planes. A third of the planes can't even get off the ground.
It's worse numbers than that for Navy, I think, a higher percentage. You know,
so it is.
We only have about 58 possible, I think, battalions. We have only three that'd be ready to go in the Army is the number I heard the other day.
Well, that's even worse. But people don't seem to realize that, you know, if we don't have this strong defense, I mean, China is turning out carrier groups one every other year. And there's for one reason. It's to take the South China Sea. So it's not to guard the Yangtze River. So, I just could never understand why the Obama administration just didn't see this and didn't look down the road.
We've been fortunate in this country. We've had a technical advantage for a long time that allows us to go over when we had, you know, the first Iraq war. We could go over and wipe them out in a few hours because of our pinpoint accuracy, being able to do things with basically almost zero casualties on our side.
Yeah.
And so, but do we expect we're going to be able to have this technical advantage and be able to fight remote wars with push buttons forever, and that the rest of the world is going to sit idly by and leave us with that advantage? Not a chance. I mean, they're catching up to us on technical issues, and they're catching up to us on, as you say, with China, with building carrier groups, and you know, even their carriers aren't as good as ours, but if you build them just in volume, you know, it's kind of like how Russia built hundreds of thousands or many thousands of tanks back in World War II and overwhelmed the Germans with an unknown number. So at one point, you know, if we stay asleep with what, you know, we need to do in this country, we need to listen to our smart folks in the military and say, what is it we really need to do? And it's our job to be, you know, in Congress, the accountants that make sure that we're getting the best possible value for it. And because those are our people's tax dollars. They're not my dollars. They're not some other senator dollars or whatever. These are the people's dollars. So we have to get good value, and that's always on my mind, too.
Okay, we're going to need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. You're not going to find a better place for women's clothes or jewelry or any of that than Dandelion Boutique, open Monday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Congressman LaMalfa.
Simple man working on the land. Oh, it ain't easy.
Ah. Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance. Tolerance is accumulative, I said. This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood. He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, they are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better. I replied, if we can make it better, it was not perfect. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
A real tough cookie with a long history.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, 73 degrees, going up to 94 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold, best place in the world to get a haircut, better known, and discounts for seniors and veterans. Our guest, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, is with us right now. And Congressman, you know, veterans issues. We talked about the Department of Defense, but there's just there's been a number of bills that have come rolling through here lately, and to assist veterans in the VA and other things. Is this true?
Oh yeah, certainly. There were several bills that got put through before this Memorial Day break, which in itself was really good. Monday I got to go to 4 different events, from Auburn to Grass Valley to Chico to Reading out at IGO. So it was a really uplifting day, and I can feel pretty good about that, and yeah, that our veterans are with us. You know, like, yes, Memorial Day is as we remember the fallen, but we're making strides, and we have, the legislation passed. I'm sorry we have to keep passing this legislation in 2017. That should be obvious, but a couple weeks ago, I also got a chance to meet with our new Secretary Shulkin on that, and just listening to him that morning on what his priorities are, and I wrote them all down and sent them on it to Erin on there, and she was really impressed and shared them with some of the veterans she's been talking with there. But I think we're on a really good track with the emphasis is going to be under this new administration and a new secretary to make it give veterans better choices. You know, we passed that Choice Act and really good intentions, but it was, the Choice Act meaning that veterans, if they have to wait a long time or travel a long distance for basic care, that they would have the option to go locally and have that still be reimbursed by VA instead of, having to pay for it themselves or suffer having to wait those long waits with the long travel. And so the secretary is going to keep building on that, and our legislation will build on that as well.
Have you heard anything about there's been some other consternation about one of the changes that they're talking about and doing away with some of the money that's going to people that cannot, because of their physical disabilities, that they're going to cut back on their payments? It's kind of confusing, but
it is confusing.
And you know what I'm talking about, the people that got, you know, that have service-connected disabilities. And the unemployment
there are different things floating around in context of the president's new budget proposal there and what that means. And, you know, the president's budget, no matter what piece you're looking at, it's, you know, you'd call it a draft or you'd call it a blueprint. And generally it's not going to be anywhere close to the same thing by the time Congress is done with it, the House or the Senate, then what comes down the hill. So I wouldn't put a whole bunch of stock in it right now. It's a basic blueprint, like here's a direction we should go. And what he's responsibly trying to do is put an emphasis once again on balancing the budget, where the last 8 years, you know, we sent letters up to the White House like, you know, we're not telling you how to balance the budget or even that you should. Just we'd like to see if you have a plan or an idea of when you would like to do it to President Obama, you know. And, of course, that met with a silence there. So there really hasn't the emphasis on we have to do things in context of running the government and running the country, but also running it in a balanced fashion, because the thing that people really need to contemplate is that we've had low interest rates for a long time, and we also have a debt service of our national debt of hundreds of millions in interest payments each year. More than that, it's a huge amount. And the interest rates, were they to go up, not that much, significantly, but it wouldn't take that much, that would devour the rest of the discretionary part of the budget in Washington, D.C. We talk about the cuts you're hearing on smaller areas. You know, people are worried about student loans and you know, some of the feeding programs and this and that, where actually in the context of the size of the budget, they're fairly small cuts. But how drastic they would have to be if the interest service on the national debt went up, it would devour all those programs. Military spending, we'd just be doing that. We would just be spending on servicing debt. I mean, you see the problems that these cities and even some states are having with their pension funds because they overpromised what they could deliver over the lifetime of these pension funds.
California?
California, like one of the cities in Southern California, is now contemplating a special tax. I don't know if it's a sales tax or property tax or what, just to go make pension service. So it looks like that, only with the national debt. And that is really scary, because as we're struggling to meet people's needs on programs that are already out there and defined, or catch up on the military, which is lacking and is very, very needed for our national defense and security around the world, especially, and then the respect for our troops out there that need to have good equipment they can rely on instead of an airplane or a helicopter falling out of the sky, for example. We got a lot of priorities. So, yes, when you hear some of the pain involved with the bitter medicine that has to be taken in a budget, it's kind of part of the discipline that we have to have. Otherwise, we're setting ourselves up for a type of a fall budget-wise that, you know, I can't begin to emphasize the gravity of for people here.
You know, Doug, when we do our show in the morning, for me, I, you know, and I'll share with you, because, you know, you're representing us in Washington, D.C. And I go through three or four different websites to read the news, and it just feels that our president and the Republican are, through all of the things I see, it's just so demonic. In other words, demonized. I just kind of wonder, for you, how do you keep your spirits up? You're flying back and forth. You're talking to people on the plane. about the work that you have in front of you to try to, you know, I mean, even people from the Republican Party seem to be splitting off, and it's not like it's a unification. So, you know, what do you do in order to say, I've got to keep my positivity with trying to get things passed and that kind of, tell us how you do that.
Well, many, many people tell me they're praying for me around the North State here. And I know that helps a lot. You know, first them telling me that is encouraging, but knowing that is happening too is a big thing, because it gives me guidance, it gives me strength, it gives me a shield against what you called a second ago, the evil that's out there.
Wow.
And, you know, that's just extremely important.
Okay. Well, there you go. The power of prayer.
You and Carl know me well, too.
We do.
And you know, a couple times you've taken me aside when maybe I've been up there in an evening for a particular event and just the luster wasn't there in me. Chrissy, it lies in a previous president who I don't understand what his direction was for making America strong or first. In which case, you know, I'm not trying to be an elitist. Mm-hmm. America, oh, we're not better or this or that than any other person. Like, well, I tend to think that we have a better thing going, but we want to help spread that. We want to help share that around the world. It isn't that we want to hog it all. We want to have it all be our own. So I guess when those tough weeks happen, I do get on that plane and I'm kind of, you know, and until a few months ago, kind of more in mourning for America. But I've been uplifted by the people who have voted for a different direction. We have a Republican majority in the House and Senate, a Republican in the White House. Are we perfect? Far from it. But I really think the spirit with which lies in our platform or what the president's trying to do are pretty good things for individual Americans, for jobs, for the opportunities there for everybody. And instead, we're trying to split off into groups by race or by gender or multi-gender or whatever heck is going on. And we're all worried about these tiny things. And so I just saw a saying the other day that said that a person who's rocking the boat is one that's not pulling an oar. And the ones pulling the oar are not the ones rocking the boat. So I think we need a lot more people dedicated to the
pulling on that oar.
Pulling the oars and moving our country forward instead of thinking up ways to be offended.
You know,
so all that going on, you know, yeah, that's tough at times. And then right now, you know, I have my, just being honest, ups and downs too. Those three town halls we had in Grassam Valley, Oroville, and Reading. And I'll tell you, the Reading people were the most nicely behaved of the three.
Mm-hmm.
But I come away from that. They booed the flag salute. They booed the invocation at the first two. Reading did a little better, I'll tell you. But and my wife was with me on those three. And you want to know what she thought was that, you know, I mean, she feels bad I'm getting yelled at and there's all the screaming and stuff, but she feels even worse for, and I agree, I felt the same thing, that what is it in the spirit or the soul of the people that they're so angry that they can't even contain themselves to get through a prayer and a pledge at the beginning of a public meeting without being able to handle themselves? What is going on inside them that they can't, have enough self-control to get a point across? Because typically a town hall, the idea is to meet a report on things and then hear the ideas or answer the questions of what's coming from the public. And you see that all over the country. There's a wave of anger. There's a wave of impatience. There's a wave of something that I can't put my finger on, really, that is harmful towards a good discourse and a type of republic that we have and to be able to accomplish things together. So those are the things that really get on me.
You know, we're gonna just skip our break here because I want you to bring up some things. But here's one thing that just happened that actually brought the liberal side and the conservative side together was Kathy Griffin and her, I wasn't going to even mention her name again. But that horrible thing she did.
We know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but that horrible thing she did. But you had both sides condemning her, which I thought kind of was, that's cool. Finally.
But look how far somebody had to go to actually earn condemnation. So I'm not going to give a whole lot of gold stars to the other side. They didn't. they did it because they had to, okay? So we're still just a couple percent away from still from behavior, just slightly less behavior still being acceptable to distortions. So yeah, I mean that's I haven't even acknowledged that. It's so yeah. Stupid. So
okay,
I'm,
you know what?
Continue.
We have like 12 minutes left, and so we've been asking you questions, Doug, Congressman. So. And I appreciate what you said about taking you aside or something like that. But see, you're very reachable like that, and we can tell we've known you a long time. And that, and when you are the, you know, you are our representative there. It's kind of like, I know it's tough, but you're like, you know, you're the battalion commander, you're the regimental commander there. That's gotta, if he's moving forward, the rest of us move forward. So, and you always have been. So, know that there's a lot of us out here that do support you. You know the large majority support you in your efforts. Now, you, what do you have to say here in like the last 10 minutes, 9 minutes we have here on the show about things that you're working on, things that are going to help the North State, things that you see are positive?
All right. Well, legislation, and that always has a threat of being a little bit out there or, you know, arcane for people, but we're putting through a bill this coming week called the Financial Choice Act, which comes in and cleans up behind the Dodd-Frank legislation, which has been a real break or a real roadblock towards a lot of investment that needs to be happening in this country, and is actually, in reverse fashion, helped favor larger Wall Street banks at the expense of small community banks, credit unions like that. So this is going to even back up the playing field and make it give more advantage to the small community banks like we have so many of here in Northern California. And that means more capital available for people to invest in small businesses. And when you can sit down with a local person and make your case for what you're trying to do with your loan you're doing for a small business you want to open or expand or a farm or things like that, you can make a lot better case there than you can a giant building in San Francisco or one that's in New York. Well, they don't seem to care. They're holding on to a lot of money, a lot of capital that the Federal Reserve is supposed to be providing to get things going again. So the Dodd-Frank Act, although on its surface said, well, we need to regulate those big bankers because of that housing bubble and that blow-up. Well, the real problem with that blow-up in the housing market was people getting loans and buying homes that couldn't afford them. But we have an idealism that was in Washington that said, well, everybody has a right to a home or should get into home ownership. Well, you shouldn't if you don't have the job and the wherewithal to do that. You have to, there's a reason you qualify. That's not discriminatory because of somebody's, you know, again, anything other than what's sustainable. So that'll be an important thing. I think that's another economic plus. Our energy policy in the country is going to continue to move towards more domestically produced energy. On my own committees, I'm working on a transportation infrastructure committee. That's my new one. And so we want to continue to advance the infrastructure package that the president has talked about. And that's still, you know, it's still being formed up, but significant effort needs to be put in upgrading our roads, bridges, highways, the right lane on I-5, third lane is needed on I-5, and still in portions of
any lane on I-5 from here to L.A. needs to be fixed. You could lose a car on the I-5.
If not the whole car, you might get a wheel torn off.
Well, Linda was driving down the other day, and she goes, "You know what? I'm not. You know what? There's got to be a better way of getting down there because this is where you had to get the whole front end realigned after coming back from there."
Yeah, I mean, if you can stay in the left lane, then, you know, you can do a little better, but that's always clogged with the Oregon and Washington plates going 55 in the left lane. So, well, that's a personal anecdote, sorry.
I know. We all have that same thing, yeah. or the trucks don't even want to be in the right lane because it's tearing them up, too. So, hey.
Yeah, and I don't blame them. And so, yeah. You know, we actually have stuff we're trying to do to help the truckers as well because, you know, if you got it, they brought it. And they're subject to some pretty unfair taxation and things of that nature. And this is all economic boost, all right? we're getting some attention for a situation going on in Tehama County. I think the Record Searchlight even covered it the other
this
day.
This is about the farmer that's getting a $2.8 million fine?
John Duarte, yes. We went out in this field, and that was he and his attorney and several Farm Bureau representatives. We even had the National Farm Bureau director came out for that. So this is really important, and not just, you know, one farmer having a battle with EPA and Army Corps over something really silly and stupid. Interpretive law that is clearly exempted by Congress, but they're taking license to do anyway on the regulation saying, well, this is a waterway of the United States. This is a wetland. This is subject to our jurisdiction. Do you know, Carl, Linda, that with Army Corps, they want to subject that when you plow a field and it creates that V groove, you know, the high part of the groove, they look at it as a mini mountain range. And the bottom part of that groove is now a waterway or a wetland.
When you plow a field?
Yes, sir. So, I mean, we must have, you know, as a rice grower, we got almost 2,000 acres of illegal activity going on every spring here, I guess, if they want to interpret it that way. So you might have to come bring me bail money or something because me and all my neighbors. But this happened on here because this land had been idle for a few years. And he wanted to go put wheat in again, which is a natural economic decision any farmer makes. If you're not making the crop you're planting isn't making it, well, maybe you fall to the ground, maybe you try a different crop, maybe you do something different and move it around. Well, Army Corps and EPA are working hand in hand to try and have this something they can regulate, and therefore we require you to get a permit, which takes tens and or even hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of studies and all this to get the permit in 2 or 3 years. These bureaucrats, they have no speed of no urgency of deciding, oh, we got to get this permit out for this guy to get his crop in this coming year. They don't care.
They don't care. They get paid every 2 weeks there.
So we're making some headway on this. We got a letter off to our new Attorney General, Seth. We got the chairman of the key committee of Ag on Judiciary to sign on to their own letter to get the attention of the Attorney General. So we're making some headway on that. I think the Attorney General can decide to drop cases against them.
That's
and
good.
Then move forward. I think they would like to bring a different type of action, a civil case, I think it is, against them and recoup all their costs. Not just for them, but there's others that have been really stuck.
Well, they're
decisions.
nameless, faceless thugs that come out of bureaucracies that read the regulations any way they want to. And
they're reinterpreting.
And they're using our own money to put us out of business. I mean, it's pathetic. It's horrible. And I would hope that you weigh in on every one of those, and that Sessions tells everybody, and the EPA guy, who seems like he's the one to try to do away with the EPA, that says, come on, guys, let's get back to what we're supposed to be doing and not harassing farmers and business people, you know, for little minor things that don't even count.
And why this is really important, you know, some might say, well, Doug, all he does is care about what farmers are doing. You know, he doesn't care about people downtown or this or that. You know, I do serve on the Ag Committee. I am a farmer myself. And I also serve on the Natural Resources Committee, so we work very hard on issues dealing with timber and mining and the other, you know, water. So it's a multifaceted thing. But the reason this one's a line in the sand, a red line, like in Syria, so to speak, this is a basic property right that is being violated, and if this is allowed to stand, there's no property right, I think, that is safe in this country. If the EPA and Army Corps, you know, you got an office right there in Reading, where a lot of this is coming out of, on the Army Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And we fight with those guys and say, you guys need to get them to shape up. But that all said.
Okay. Okay.
This is an important property rights issue that if we lose this one, if we lose this landmark, then I don't know who's safe from anything with these guys interpreting any pond, any mud puddle. You know, I mean, this all moves right into your backyard where people in certain areas have been regulated from not having a rain barrel or collecting the water off their roof.
This can
move into a situation with a parking lot where stormwater runoff is a big freak out for these guys. And so every small business is now going to have to set up some type of a collection system or filtration system at the whim of these guys in EPA or maybe Army Corps, because they are supposed to oversee water quality. I thought they're supposed to go Carl, you know, aren't they supposed to go build bridges overseas so our tanks can get across?
Yeah, we're supposed to.
We don't have stuff like that.
Yeah, we do these things. Hey, Doug, we've run out of time. I can't tell you how much we appreciate our congressman being on our show for an hour once a month to find out some things that are going on, you know, up there, and to fight the good fight, knowing, you know, this.
Didn't feel like a whole hour, Carl and Linda.
You know, everybody says that. Everybody says, well, I don't know what we'll talk about for an hour. And they go, can I have another hour?
So, we need more. Yes.
Congressman, just, have a good weekend. I know you're home and on going back. But just, these things about individual rights. We know the Myers, our Corps of Engineers just made their lives miserable. They ended up moving because they just said, you know what, enough of this.
Horrible, because they thought, oh, well, this is a waterway through here, and you can't plant that tree there. I know the case well.
You
I
know the case.
Had a chance to get ahead of that one a little bit, because I would have stood on a desk somewhere over there for those guys dreaming. That's just thought up. It's just thought up. These guys are thugs, and they got to be stopped.
Great. Okay,
thanks
Congressman
so much.
Doug LaMalfa.
Thank you.
Have a great
Thank
week.
You. You bet.
And by the way, shout out to the gal who won the script
California
spelling
girl.
Bee.
Yeah.
12-year-old Anaya Vinay won the bee after correctly spelling the word Morricane.
You had to do a whole lot of things to get to there, though.
Okay, Morricane. Of course you did. But what is Morricane? It's a dress fabric, warp threads, which gives fabric its strength, made of silk, wool, or rayon.
Good. I'm glad.
I mean, and there were so many words that I couldn't even believe.
Have a great weekend, everybody, and be safe this weekend. And on Monday, we're back with Enjoy. Next week, we're also going to have Barry Tippin on Wednesday, the day after he's sworn in as the new city manager. We're going to talk about what the future of Redding is going to look like with Barry Tippin. Everybody have a great weekend, and we'll be back with you Monday.
Take care.
No, I won't back down.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
The president engaged in a very robust discussion, asked a lot of questions across a spectrum of issues, and each of us around him did our job to inform him, and each of us around him care for him.